Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the interior redesigner here. This show is brought to you through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com and is sponsored by A Doodles for Kids, custom-made blankets, burp cloths, and more. You can see the designs in the Always Losey online store at www.alwayslosey.weebly.com. That is www.alwayslosey.weebly.com. Well, I hope you guys all had a good weekend, and I sincerely hope that it included some decluttering projects. Well, if not, it's okay. We all will get to it. Well, as you know, for the past two shows, we have been discussing ways to declutter our spaces, including our garages. And I have to say, it's been quite interesting. I listed the 7 One Designer, Two Ideas tips on how to start the decluttering process and getting it done. Those tips are being listed one at a time, or two at a time, I'm sorry, at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. Please visit today, as we will be listing number 6. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas, and it's all, push it all together. During the other shows, I shared the benefits of decluttering, including the thoughts of two Reclaiming Your Space gurus. That was Gail Steves, author of Right Size Your Life, and Marie Kondo, author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. I have also offered information on where you can donate items, how to discard items if that's your choice, and who to call if you're in doubt. One tip I wanted to add, though, on the subject of discarding insecticides and other chemicals that may be in the garage, is that many of these products have disposal directions right on their labels. I was reminded of that this weekend, and I wanted to be sure and share that with you. I also found products that you can check out and research for yourself to help organize the garage. I just want to make sure I say this. This is not an endorsement of these products, but information to energize your search. We already talked about Pegboard, and you know Pegboard is really good. With its hooks and portable containers, it adds a lot of extra tool storage space. And since it's on the wall, it's away from little fingers. Then there is the ball claw. I'm telling you what, the ball claw. I have to say I'd never heard of that. Its three prongs will hold a number of sports balls in place. See it and learn about it at the Container Store. I gotta go. Near you, or visit them online at www.containerstore.com. You can also tame the tools with the Rubbermaid Deluxe Tool Tower available at Walmart. And you know, we talked about bike storage in the last show. Here are two ideas. First, the Craftsman hook kite to store the bikes horizontally on the wall, and it's available at Sears. If you want to store your bikes vertically, you can see the ProSlit Garage Vertical Bike Hook at Home Depot, and it's in a two-package system. So as I said again, I want to say this again. This is not an endorsement of the products. This is just giving you some information to fuel your search for help and clearing and cleaning the floor in your garage. I hope this information is helpful to you. And you know, as you go along your way in cleaning the garage or any other part of your home, And I plan to post these on the One Designer 2 Idea Facebook page either later today or tomorrow. And while you're there, feel free to like the page. So, what's next? The space is decluttered. For those of you who have started your projects, your space is decluttered or is about to be, and it will be clean, and it'll be waiting for its next role. But what will that be? Well, here's some things to ponder before you style the space. Number one, identify the function of the room. What do you want the room to be? Two, measure your room. Get the measurements of, is it 12 by 12? Is it 14 by 14? Is it 24 by 27? And also, use a metal tape measure. You can ask for assistance from, you know, the family to perhaps someone hold it while you stretch it across the wall and figure out, you know, how big your room is. If you need help in knowing how to measure a room, you can visit Lowe's at www.lowes.com/cd_now_a_room. Okay, that is www.lowes.com/cd_how_2_measure_a_room. Okay, I will list that if you need it. I will list that on the One Designer 2 Ideas Facebook page as well. Number three, identify the room's focal point. What's a focal point? It's like the first thing that you see when you walk in the room. It doesn't have to be as big as a mantelpiece, but it could be the fireplace, it could be a mirror, it could be a rug, it could be a sofa. It can define the space. What that piece is, what the focal point is, it's defining the space, and everything around it will follow that decor. Number four, will you build around the focal point? It could be, as I said, it could be anything. It could be the chandelier. It could be built-ins. How is that going to be the center of your design? Number five, identify the traffic patterns. While you're thinking about what the room is going to be and what furniture is going to be in there, think about identify the traffic patterns. How do people walk in and out of the room? How do you get to the windows to open the window treatments? Six, lighting. How are you going to – difference in lighting, and we will talk about that in a few minutes. We'll talk about lighting in the room because there's soft – you know, there's light for reading and there's light for sitting. There's light for watching television, and they kind of all differ. So you have to decide first what the room's going to be, then think about the lighting. Seven, what artwork are you going to put on the walls? You could actually use pictures from vacation, enlarge them. If it's a 5x7, if you printed it out and it was a 5x7, enlarge it at Walmart or CVS and frame it. And then, you know, have all the art kind of something that's special to you. And number eight, if you decide that you don't want anything in the room, or you want to add new pieces, shop smart. You know, I don't know. You just got to, you know, decide, hey, this is what I want to do, but this is how much money I'm going to spend. So shop smart, research online or just getting in the car and heading out to get you, you know, construct a list and decide I'm going to go here and here and here to look for a chair or a couch or, you know, something like that. So ask, you know, now that you've got some of that, you got some of that kind of laid out, you decided what the function of the room is going to be, you measured it, you found the focal point, you're going to work around it, how are people going in and out of the room, what lighting do you want in there, and your artwork, and again, shopping smart. Well, how will the new space that has blossomed from the declutter project be redesigned? That depends. Are you happy with the color on the wall? Can the furniture that's in the room be reused? Is there any furniture in the room? Where in the house is furniture present but not being used? You know that lamp that sits in the basement back in the corner in the dark? That old chair that you keep because it belonged to Aunt Sally. Can these furniture pieces be part of your new space? Can it be? I kind of think it can be. So think about that. These are things that you should think about, you know, before you start styling the room. Because now it's decluttered. Now it's cleaned. Now it's time to style it. So now we're in the process of styling. Can you replace the chair, the lamp, the curtains? If you can't, if those pieces are too big, and I do understand that, you know, that especially furniture is expensive. So if there's something in the house that you can use, but you want it to look different, here's some thoughts. Can you add trim to it at the bottom of it? Can you give it a little bling bling? Can you reupholster it? Can you cover it? SureFit is the greatest thing. And I don't want to endorse the product because I know that there's a lot of other products out there, and I understand that. But SureFit is really a good cover for furniture. So look into that. I'm sure that most of the stores have their, you know, kind of like their own brand. But you can make it look new. Your old furniture can look new with just a little change. Is there an old lamp that you have? You can also add trim to that. If you have any paint left over, you can also paint the frame of the chair. Now just make sure that, you know what that is. Is it wood? Is it metal? You know, what that material is and how it reacts to paint. So these are things that you have to keep in mind. You can also add it to the pillows. You can also add trim to the pillows. Hobby Lobby and Joann Fabrics are really good. They have a lot. They sell it by the yard, so you don't have to buy an entire pack. But a good thing is to measure the chair, to measure the couch, so you can kind of have in mind, you know, how much you need. And if you don't know how much you need, you can take those measurements to the staff at Hobby Lobby and Joann Fabrics and tell them, this is the measurements of the chair that I plan to cover. You can, as I think we already talked about, the art, the hanging art, that you can also go ahead and enlarge pictures from vacation, of the family. These are things that you can, you don't have to have, if you want Picasso, you can have Picasso. I'm just saying that you can create your own art. You can also have the kids create pictures and frame them and hang them as a collage on the wall. So that does work. Also, another good thing is you can add a bottom to an already used table. It's the top, but then you can go to Lowe's or Menards or the Home Depot, and you can get wood or get some ideas from them. Have some ideas before you go. But you can also get the help and ideas from the staff, and they'll be able to help you. That extra shelf that you create in a side table or a cocktail table can hold books. It can hold, you can neatly, not cluttered, but neatly stack a few magazines, a book that you know, your favorite book. My daughter has her book all around her house. She has the 50 Shades of Grey, and it goes from the living room to her bedroom to the kitchen. It's everywhere. So if you that be an idea, you know, if you like novels, and I do like novels, to have it near you while you're sitting in the newly created room. If you have some extra paint from a previous painting project, you can to connect the rooms from the hallway to whatever room that was redesigned with this paint, you can connect them by maybe creating an accent wall, painting just a section, just one wall of the room the color of the other room or some of the paint that you have left over. Or if you want to wrap all of this around the focal point, find the coolest, you know, color in the design and maybe paint one of the walls and then work from there. See, that then that becomes the focal point. Okay. And then you can create double duty, you, furniture that's double duty. My suggestion was, and this is what I did, I went and bought a two-shelf little bookcase from Target. And I treated it as a nightstand. It had the lamp on there. It had I had books inside it and everything. So you can use that. That could be double duty. Not only is it holding books and magazines and providing a place for them to be neatly, it is also holding the lamp for you. So that's it, you know, that. And then think about an area rug. An area rug. Now, if the floor in the room is wood, I suggest please getting a gripper. Adding a gripper. If the floor is wood or a hard surface, please add a gripper or some padding so that it stays in place. You can put area rugs. You can definitely put area rugs on top of carpet. It just kind of adds, you know, to the color, to the hues of the room. So, and make sure, you know, we talked about lighting. And lighting is really important in a room, and the function of the room really dictates the lighting. There's plenty of lighting sources, and we will get to that because that's actually the subject of the next show on the 29th at 1 o'clock. When we meet again, we will be talking about the benefits of lighting. We'll define lighting and how lighting can enhance a space. But we're going to talk about just kind of briefly, we're going to touch on it a little bit here. Okay, lighting is a necessary and important decorating element. Lighting is used to enhance the decor. Now, there's many light sources, but we're going to talk about the artificial ones because that's kind of what the natural light, of course, is good. But the sun, you know, depending on the direction of the windows in your room, you don't have sun all day. And then at night, you get moonlight on a very good night and a beautiful night. You get the moonlight. But, yeah, we're going to focus on artificial light. And that is, that's the lamps, the bulbs and things like that. So things to consider when artificial lighting goes into a room. What are the physical needs? If it's a reading room, you're going to need a lot of light. I'll speak for me. I need a lot of light when I read. Listen, I want to get back to this, but I sure would love to hear from you guys. If someone would please give us a call at 1-347-326-9930 and share your thoughts on decluttering, on styling, on lighting, whatever, you know, you'd like to talk about that has to do with decluttering and reclaiming our spaces, please give us a call. It's 1-347-326-9930. We have about 11 minutes in the show, and I had a lot of points that I really wanted to get to, but I would love to hear from you. Please give us a call. Okay, so things to consider when artificial lighting goes into a room. Physical needs first. What is the role of the room, and how is the lighting going to affect the overall feel of the room? Okay? Now, we want what are some of the roles of light is that it helps us to see. It helps us to not watch television in the dark. My mother, we couldn't watch TV in the dark. She would come in there and flick on that light just as quick. And, you know, I understand that as a mother of five, I definitely understand that now. But the lighting that's going in this newly created room is going to have a function, unless it's just going to be such a pretty room, we're going to walk past it and stand at the door and say, what a great place. We want to include this. See, the reason that we reclaim this space is because we want to include this in our livable space in our homes. So we have to The goal is to have three types of artificial light sources in every room. For general use, task and accent, for given function, balance and mood. And we like the triad placement of lamps. You know, and create a triangle if you can. I do believe you can do that in as small as a 12 by 12. I think you can create, you know, a triad in any size room. But that gives you some idea of how much light should be in a room. It should be easy. You shouldn't have to. I remember my dad. My dad would be in the living room and he'd be reading the TV guide, and he'd have it bent down. He'd have it bent down so that the light would reflect on the TV guide. That says right there that there is not enough light in the room. So we want to make sure that we keep that, you know, that we have enough light so that everyone, you know, so everyone can see and function in the room. So now we have the room, and I think a pleasant thing to see the walls and the floors and the newly designed room, even if it's not a room, it's the garage. How nice is it to pull into the garage with all the stuff pushed to the side or on the walls, or as my mother used to say, in their rightful place? And putting it back is a good thing too. I love the claw. It's so much fun to go to home stores and find these things. I'd never heard of the claw, but that is a fantastic idea. And I'm definitely going to look more into that and offer that. But I'm not endorsing it. I didn't want to tell you that I'm endorsing it. I am. It's amazing as to what products are out there to help us reclaim our space and to enjoy our homes. Because as I think I said this in the first show, we pay for this space every month, whether it's a mortgage, whether it's a rent, even if it's a mobile home and it's all paid for, and if we don't own the land, we're paying lot rent. So we pay for it. We should enjoy it. That's just my opinion. So I want today, as I said, and I think that's in the title of the show, is my mother's birthday. She would be 86 today, and she was a guru when it came to revamping a room, restoring a room. I remember we had a blue and white set. It was the couch, the chair, and the love seat, and she would always put it in a U. So the chair and the loves, it was just so nice. But she always was very creative with moving that furniture around. And that's, I mean, blue and white really is not a, you know, a color that goes with everything. But everything, the living room in our home when we lived in my childhood home on the south side of Chicago, is the older buildings in Chicago have such big rooms. And the living room had a built-in mantelpiece. And the mantelpiece had a working fireplace. Didn't like fireplaces. So you can imagine that what was always backed up against the fireplace, not backed up against because she floated the couch, because you were able to walk behind there. But she really thought about how to redesign and revamp spaces in our home. She loved that. She redesigned and repurposed my bedroom. I think I mentioned that in the first show. I was having a conversation with her, and we were talking about my bedroom, and she corrected me. It's not your bedroom. It's my ironing room. But it was also where we slept when we went to her house. She repurposed my bedroom. The chair in my bedroom became the place where she'd wash the clothes and put there, getting ready to iron. And the edge of my bed was her the clothes that had been ironed that needed to be put up. And the ironing board sat in the room before when I was at home. The ironing board sat in the pantry. But after she reclaimed my bedroom, the ironing room, the ironing board never was down. It was always up. The iron was always on it, ready to go. So it was a convenience for her not having to go and get the ironing board, set it up, plug in the iron, and you know. So, I mean, that was her idea of revamping and repurposing my room. Well, I'm sorry, the ironing room. So it was always something that she felt good about. Even as long as I can remember, she would redesign rooms with what we had. And I loved that in her, and I loved, you know, I learned a lot from her. Not taking anything from the class that I had at Joliet Junior College. That was a great class. That is a great program. If you are interested in staging and redesigning, there's got to be a program in a college near you. It was a very interesting course, and I learned a lot, and I love to share it with you. So next week. And this is the end of the reclaiming and redesigning our spaces. I hope that it's been, you know, helpful to you. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I am going to list the products that I talked about today and the One Designer Two Ideas tips on decluttering. That will all be on the Facebook page for One Designer Two Ideas. And that again is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Next week's show, we're going to be talking about lighting. We're going to define it, how important lighting is. We're going to talk about natural light. We're going to talk about artificial light, indirect and indirect light. So this is going to be a lighted up show. We are going to be talking all things light. And I'll have some information for you where you might be able, if you're interested in changing your lighting in some rooms or something. I will certainly have information for you, but I do recommend if you're interested in changing anything and you have some ideas, feel free to go to Lowe's, feel free to go to Home Depot, Menards. They're there to help. And as I mentioned in the last show, when I was trying to get help with my youngest daughter's door, I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but it wasn't concrete. So I went to the guy in the red vest at Lowe's, they wear red vests, and asked him, "Sir, how can I do this?" And he walked me through the store. He said, "You're going to need this, you're going to need that." And not only he didn't send me to aisle 17, he went with me and said, this is what you need. This is, to me, that's good customer service, and I really appreciated that. So again, as I said, next week we're going to be talking all things light. We're going to talk about task light. We're going to talk all things about light. We're going to talk about lamps and just as much as I can you know, research on lighting and share with you. I have truly enjoyed this show, and I hope that you have too. Feel free to visit the Facebook page, and I look forward to hearing from you. I didn't get any calls today, but I really would like to hear from you guys. If you want to comment on the Facebook page, go ahead and do that. Thank you again for joining us. I hope you have a good week, and take care.